Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
The will of a farmer is like no other, forged by the strength of generations past, propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment, boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow, new chemistries, seed traits, and technologies, because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, at the meeting of the Emergency Oklahoma Drought Commission, an additional $17 million will be headed out the door to fund existing producer projects. I had the opportunity to visit with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur after the meeting to get her update.
You know, we have an additional couple of members to the Drought Commission, which we're glad to have. They joined us last meeting, Mr. Emerson and Mr. Nichols. So today, the Drought Commission decided to push that additional $17 million out to the districts across the state. The legislature directed those funds during regular session, and we wanted to get some questions answered from the districts, and they provided a lot of information to us on those applications that were still sitting out there unfunded. And so I'm very optimistic that they're ready for those funds and that those will start going out the door here in the near future.
And you had asked at the last meeting that the districts kind of come forward and say, what are the big hurdles? What are the big concerns? What did they come back with today?
You know, they provided us some great information. I think something that we learned, this was a unique process for us all. We had not maneuvered through this before. The Drought Commission, I think, had really wanted to provide some flexibility to the districts to prioritize. We know it looks different in Cimarron County than it does in Adair County, but that also provided some challenges to them as they were administering those programs, exactly information that they could require or not require, and providing some clarity on how funds were being allocated to producers. So they gave us a great list of questions, concerns, things they liked and didn't like, and I think that helped us make some good decisions today. And then moving forward, if this is a program that continues in some capacity, I think we've certainly learned a lot about how we can make it the very best program that we want it to be for ag producers.
Arthur added that the commission will be reconvening probably in the next few months to address any ongoing concerns. Well, the Great State Fair of Oklahoma is ongoing right now through this weekend in Oklahoma City. I had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma State Fair Scott Munns to talk about all the fun and the festivities at the fair.
Well, you know, we have a lot. We like to say this is the most full the fair has been in a long, long time. We've got a laser light extravaganza up on the circle, which was a repurposed area where the space tower used to be. We've hung some bistro lights. We've put some tables and chairs out there, and it really is a benefit to the food vendors around the circle, because what people are doing is coming to that area for the light show at night. And Hoofs and Horns is a new rodeo event we've developed with the Butler Boys out of Elk City. They've been in the rodeo business for a long time. They've been our stock contractor for many years. It's ranch bronc riding and freestyle bullfighting. So a couple of years ago, any of your listeners that will remember the Wrangler bullfights, they did that as part of the PRCA rodeo, and that's a similar concept.
If you're heading out to the fair this week, gates open at 10 a.m. For more information, go to okstatefair.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance in Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.